Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Welcome. It is well that you have come. Have you ever thought of that before? That the word welcome means that it is well that you have come? Well, come. If you put it that way, the word welcome is a very good church word. It is well that you have come to church. And why is this? Well, church is about God, and it is well to come to God, to have the intention toward God. Now that I've mentioned God, let me point out that I'm not talking about a big old man with a white beard and a big golden throne surrounded by choirs of angels playing harps. That's what I call the big king version of God, the BKV God. For most of the history of Christianity, everyone pretty much took for granted that God was kind of a king in the sky. And the reason for this was simple enough. We were picturing God as the ultimate authority, and that was what authority looked like to us, like a king, a big king. But of course, there are problems with the big king version of God. If God is nothing more than a big king, then God can take sides, right? That's what kings do. They take sides. And as soon as God takes sides, then someone is no longer welcome. And of course, human history is filled with people claiming to have the big king version of God on their side so that they justify their power over somebody else. And this never ends well. So when I say that it is well that you have the intention to come to God, I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about God as a mysterious concentration of good. That's the MCG God. Mysterious concentration of good. It has no gender or wears no crown. The mysterious concentration of good, God, does not take sides. And because we can have faith in our hearts, we can be collected into that mysterious concentration of good. We are part of the concentration. And this is welcome, a welcome thing indeed. So, welcome. It is well that you have come to the mysterious concentration of good. Well-being
is another good church word, especially tonight. Because even though I just got done convincing you, perhaps, that you should do away with the whole big king version of God, even though I just affirmed the mysterious God without gender, without crown, I want to say also that at the very same time, during one moment in history, God did have gender. But this God who had arms and legs and eyes and feet, this God among us, this Emmanuel, that we celebrate tonight. He wasn't born in a castle. He had very little interest in being powerful. This God was born in a barn. He was wrapped in cloth and laid in a feeding trough. Jesus, God's well-being. Well-being because he had being. When he walked the dusty roads and shared our common lot, when he considered the lilies and fed the poor, he taught us how to be. How to be forgiving and forgiven. How to be peaceful and at peace. How to feel grace and be graceful. How, of course, to be loved and to love. So welcome to this house that is dedicated to God's well-being. God's well-being, who was named Emmanuel, God among us. Well, well, well. What's it going to be this time? Well done. That works. Well done. Well done for coming, for joining us. It's part of this small town's mysterious connection to good. Well done, but that's not exactly what I'm looking for. Well off? Well off. It never hurts to have a couple nickels to rub together, but it's not a requirement around here. So that's not it either. Well, well, well. I'm looking for a third well. Any of you folks have any wells to throw out there? Well. Well-versed? Well-versed is good. The Bible is, right? To be well-versed. But that's not it either. How about just well, all by itself? Not the adverb, but the noun, as in the hole in the ground, where you go to get water. It is often said of religion that it is a crutch. A crutch, of course, is something that you lean on when things get tough. And that metaphorical description of religion is a favorite of religion's critics, those, that is, who believe themselves to be strong enough not to need such a crutch. But I would offer another metaphor this evening, the metaphor of the well. Back in the day, before we had town water, the well was the place to go to be replenished, replenished with the source of life, the element out of which we were born and the element that sustains us. I offer you the teachings of Jesus and this humble church as a well, a place to be welcome, a place to find well-being, a place to find that mysterious concentration of good in the form of the holy little child. Well, well, well.